T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 3, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. It is Wednesdays with Wiggy, and the timing is actually pretty good on this one, since today is also NFL schedule day. But as we mentioned earlier, chances were real good we were going to know most of it, if not all of it, before the schedule comes out. And we've got a pretty fair chunk of it that is out now. We know the primetime games for the Patriots. We can tell you that their primetime games are obviously the opener, September 8th against Pittsburgh. Thursday night football on October 10th against the Giants.
That's a dump.
Monday night football on October 21st at the Jets.
Terrible.
Right, another one.
November 3rd at Baltimore.
That'll be all right.
That's fine.
December 1st at Houston. The Pittsburgh game that we told you on the 27th, that the leak out of Pittsburgh, Cleveland, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The leak out of Pittsburgh, Cleveland said it was going to be a night game. It's a 4:25 game.
Yeah, CBS wanted that game desperately.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a huge game. I know Wiggy thinks the Browns are going to fall apart, but I think they're going to be very good.
I think by that time, like you said, Dale said that could probably be about week 7, week 8.
We haven't seen a wide receiver duo like this since Michael Irvin, Alvin Harper.
You got to understand, right? But they also...
You like that?
I don't know if
Harper's good.
I don't know if you put Alvin Harper.
Jerry Rice, John Taylor. This is the kind of receiving duo.
I don't know. These two are like tops in the league.
They're awesome.
The problem is you have a young quarterback who's still learning. His second
year. What about
that
year two jump?
Or he could have a freshman or that sophomore slump.
I've heard about that.
So,
too,
you know, that's something you've heard about that, right?
Yeah, I have heard about that.
You know, then there's the junior bounce back. So
his third year is where he's going to be a beast.
So when you look at Baker Mayfield and you look at his personality, he's the franchise quarterback, number one overall pick.
That's right.
And now if he's struggling a little bit and they are best friends, who's to say they ain't chopping it up?
So who's more
likely? One night like, hey, Jarvis, This dude Baker's some trash.
Oh, he's not. They're not going to go.
I hear
you,
bro.
Baker. They love Baker.
Yeah, they love him now.
Who's more likely to make the playoffs, the Steelers or the Browns?
The Steelers.
Really?
Yes.
No Antonio. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I realize that.
He's gone.
Le'Veon Bell, not there.
He's not there.
They got the
of course, he wasn't there last year.
What's his name? Connor.
They have James Conner. They got Juju Smith-Schuster.
Right.
But Roethlisberger's another year older.
Right.
He's not very good anymore.
But I would look at... he's still
Mike
good,
Tomlin's still there.
Right.
Stinks.
But it's the Cleveland Browns.
I know it is. It's the new look Cleveland Browns. They won 7 games last year, and they started the year with Hugh Jackson and Tyrod Taylor. So things are better. Things are looking up in Cleveland.
And they're in that division where they're going to have to play Baltimore and Pittsburgh twice.
You think Pittsburgh's going to have a better year than Cleveland, Dale?
No, I think Cleveland's going to have a
See, I think you guys are buying too much into this.
I might be.
You're buying into the shiny red bike.
Yeah.
You know, that's what, and then all of a sudden.
But you know who I also bought into?
You take it down the street and the back wheel falls off.
Well, that could happen. But you know who I bought into last year was the Rams. The Rams got all these pieces, and I said, the Rams are going to go to the Super Bowl. And they did. Now, they lost. They only scored 3 points in the Super Bowl. But that was another team that looked like.
The year prior to that, they had made the postseason.
They were pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
So it's not like you weren't buying into a team.
But they made some big splashes when they got Cooks and Tlaib and Peters.
You knew they were a good team.
Yeah.
When you look at the Cleveland Browns, right? Yes, they had a better year. But are you now, like, you're now putting them saying, oh, they're going to be a playoff team?
Yes. Yeah. I think it's the most anticipated game on the schedule for the Patriots is the Browns. I'd rather see them play the Browns than the Chiefs.
Well, I think...
The Chiefs might be better. I'm more intrigued by the Browns.
You're intrigued by the shiny red bike.
Of course I am. I'm easily distracted.
That's what you are.
I'm going to go immediately to that. I'm excited for that game.
But see, I think there's a lot of moving parts when you look at this team. And you have two guys that play the same position that have a great relationship and Jarvis
Best buds.
And Odell.
You see that Nike commercial with them?
I did.
Amazing commercial.
And the other issue is...
I want to buy their shoes.
Those dudes, they do have some nice shoes,
they
too.
They do. Of course
the
they
problem
do.
With them is, though...
There's no problem.
There's not enough balls to go around,
man. You can't just throw to one guy
all
the time.
And then Baker, but one guy has to be the alpha dog.
Fine.
One guy has to be the king.
Fine. Odell could be the king then.
Do you think Jarvis is going to let
yes,
that happen?
Yes, Jarvis will be fine. Jarvis
no, that's
happy.
Jarvis' team. Odell,
fine,
you come
fine,
in.
Fine, that's Jarvis' team.
Okay.
It's fine. They're going to be fine. There's enough to go around. I don't know why you say that. Look at the numbers that Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster put up last year. You don't think both of those guys can do that in Cleveland?
And guess what? Weren't there issues behind closed doors?
Well, there was.
Right.
but they weren't best buds. They're not best buds. Antonio and Juju Smith are not best buds. Well, Antonio doesn't have a best bud.
Well, but
Antonio's a lunatic.
Initially,
Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry love each other.
Initially, Juju was best buds because he reached out to Antonio on Instagram.
In
so they weren't good buds.
Antonio was never
They were good buds until Antonio said, wait a second.
No,
hey, this boy's starting to eat into my balls. Jarvis and
footballs.
Yeah, footballs.
Yeah, I got you.
Jarvis is feeling the same way. Hey, me and Odell, hey, until
I think it's going to work.
Until they start saying, people in Cleveland saying, hey, they need to get Odell
the
ball.
The argument you have is if they didn't have Odell and just had Jarvis, you'd be like, well, they only got one guy to throw to. And now they have two, and you're like, well, they got nobody. They got too many guys.
I wouldn't say that. I still thought they were a good team. And I thought, you know, let's see what Baker Mayfield is going to do.
So would you not have traded for Odell if you were there?
No, of course I would have traded for Odell Beckham.
All right.
But I'm
at least you're not taking crazy pills.
No, but I am saying that this has the potential to blow up in their face because of the fact that you have a Baker Mayfield. You have a brand new coach who's never coached before. You're talking about dealing.
No, Freddie Kitchens is the best argument against the Browns.
But he has to deal with these personalities. Odell is fighting, kicking nets on
but
the
sidelines.
But obviously
he gets along with Baker really well. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten the job.
He gets along with him now.
Yeah.
Until they stumble a little bit. Until Jarvis is in one air, Odell's in the other air, and they're yelling and screaming, and Odell's like, get me the ball, and Baker Mayfield, he boxed back.
So last year, Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen each had over 100 catches on the same team.
And did you see the little subliminal messages on Instagram?
Well, Diggs wants the ball more or whatever.
Right.
Are you kidding? I mean, he got thrown to 149 times. I mean, sometimes it's just out of their hands.
Thielen just got paid. So there's going to be issues, and their personalities. You got Kirk Cousins doesn't have that big personality like Baker Mayfield.
Get the big contract, not the big personality.
Right. These big personalities, man. I'm telling you, there's a recipe for disaster for that one.
I'll take it.
Well, you can have that one. You can have it. Give me the
quarterback. Dale, you still here?
I'm fascinated by how fascinated you guys are about the Cleveland Browns.
Well, break down the schedule, Dale. That's fascinating. Tell me what week four game is.
No, I was going to leave it alone.
Let's talk
about
the that. Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, great. Let's break that down then.
Let's see. Buffalo, they added Frank Gore.
They do. They got Frank Gore.
Oh,
nice
that'll
player.
Turn things around.
Frank
nice
Gore,
guy.
Shady McCoy.
Not bad. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen?
Another year of Josh. Well, I mean, year two of Josh Allen. See how he is.
I think I'd rather go to Cleveland and break down.
What do you guys think of the Demaryius Thomas addition?
You know what that is, man. Come on. You know,
it's cheap.
It's a guy they bring in.
$150,000 signing bonus.
Yeah,
1.2 for is the contract if he makes it with bonuses.
Right. He's not going to make
incentives.
It.
He could get to six. But
he's Eric Decker last year, except Eric Decker didn't have an Achilles injury that he's coming off of.
Right. That's the thing. He's 31 years old. He obviously had the Achilles injury that he's dealing with. And even last year wasn't great. Played in 15 games between Denver and Houston. Had 59 catches, 677 yards, 5 touchdowns.
And which makes him the second best wide receiver on the Patriots
right now. Yeah, maybe. I mean, honestly, I think Philip Dorsett might be better.
Philip Dorsett is going to have a big year. Watch.
I think he is.
Watch. He's going to have a big year. When you look at the signing of Demaryius Thomas, it's just a guy right now. Right? It's a guy that they say, hey, we'll take a flyer on him. If he's healthy and can contribute a little bit, great. If not, you know what? We don't like what we see.
I used to think he was good, and part of it was he put up big numbers, and he looks the part.
Right, he's a big body.
But then when the Patriots would go up against him, and they would just put Logan Ryan on him and would shut him down, or he would have these bad drops, or he'd kind of quit on you. I don't think he's very good.
I would like the move if he wasn't coming off an Achilles injury.
Yeah, it'd be a lot better.
Let's say if he didn't have that injury, we'd be like, okay, this is a good move. Here's a guy that if he can find that rhythm with Brady. We know that he's a big body. We know he can, make some tough catches, run some slants. We've seen him do a bunch of different things. He's he's big and physical in the
sense of a rare big receiver for the Patriots.
Right. So you would look.
I mean, this has got to be a Josh thing, right? Josh has got to be the guy selling this to.
Yeah, Josh obviously drafted him and knows him, but it's also going to be Caserio being like, we don't have receivers. We need to bring in a receiver. Take a look at the guys who are currently available. It's worth a shot. Like, I don't hate it because it's worth a shot.
You got nothing to lose.
But my prediction is he doesn't play a game.
I mean, he's coming off an Achilles that he suffered at the end of the season.
Like, either he's going to start the year on the PUP list, or they're just going to cut him beforehand. Like, was it Jordan Matthews they had issues with last year?
Yeah, Jordan Matthews had the hamstring issue, and then they ultimately cut him before the season started.
I saw NBC Sports Boston had a great tweet earlier, or they had a poll question. Who will play in more games for the Patriots this season? Demaryius Thomas, Josh Gordon, or Rob Gronkowski?
And you know what? If I had to pick between those three, I'd say Gronk.
Yeah.
I voted for Gordon just because I think Gronk is retired.
But he's got to get
I just don't know if he's going to get the chance.
I don't either, but for some reason, the commissioner really likes him.
It doesn't matter, though.
I understand, but
he's got to suspend them, right?
Yes, but what if they suspend him for 8 or 10
games?
And he might play. And I think one game is going to be more than Demaryius Thomas plays.
But do you think they can suspend him for 8 or 10 games when his last suspension was his last suspension based on the way it goes, you know, 4-8.
Yeah.
His last suspension was for a year, right?
You're right. And so I don't think he should. My guess is he would be suspended for the whole year.
Right.
But there's something about it where, you know, Ben Volen asked Goodell during Super Bowl week about Gordon, and he had like this long answer about.
You might like him personally and think that he's got some issues,
but they don't have like a hard and fast rule. And
but that sets a bad precedent because he shouldn't even. He should.
I know, but I think they're softening their stance on guys that, do damage to themselves. This isn't a domestic abuse or an assault or even like something like that.
Yeah,
this
but
is
what's
a guy
the next
who has
guy,
a problem.
What's the next guy say? Let's say the next guy, right, who was suspended, let's say, 4 games for substance abuse, right? He gets popped again, and now it's supposed to be 8 games. And he goes, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
You gave Josh Gordon, who should have been suspended for another year, you only gave him 8 games, so why not?
It's true.
Why not just, you know, hey, I got an issue. I'm trying to deal with it. Give me 4 games rather than 8 games.
But I think part of it is.
I will say this. That I think there is an appetite out there for being more forgiving to somebody who's got substance abuse issues than somebody who's abusing women or something.
I think they made a mistake with Gordon, or like Justin Blackman, who they just kept, they banished him from the league.
Well, but that's the rule. That's the rule.
What's the rule? The rule says you're out for the year?
The rule is it's 4 games for your first suspension. I believe it's 8 games for your second one, a season for your third. And then after that, you're done.
Yeah, but they don't follow the rules. Because wasn't domestic abuse, wasn't that 6 games, and all of a sudden Kareem Hunt's 8 games? And
well,
it's like, what was the difference?
It's
Ray
six,
Rice
they
was
make
4
it up
games?
As
no,
they
no,
go
they
along.
Do. No,
they
no, the new domestic violence rule is 6 game minimum if there's an issue. But they could go above that.
Okay.
But it's 6 game minimum. The rule in the NFL for testing positive after your year suspension, the rule is that you are now banned from the league.
And they haven't done that yet.
They haven't done
that. So that I guess leaves the door open a little bit for Gordon.
But most of the guys, think about a guy like Alden Smith, right?
Yes.
Remember he had a bunch. So
he was great that one year.
Most of the guys I don't think ever came back to a position where, like, when you think of the Josh Gordon thing, he's like the only guy that can really think about that. Has been suspended for a year and now is trying to be reinstated.
Yeah.
And the commissioner has to make a decision. And if he goes to 8 games, he now opens up the door for guys to say, well, wait a second. You came down on Josh Gordon's suspension. Why are you? I know I tested positive. So why am I going up to 8 games? Or why do I have to go to a year suspension? You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I know. You do. Right. It becomes an issue going forward with other guys.
Right.
I know. But for some reason, it just doesn't seem like it's as open and shut.
All they
as
can
you
do is suspend them for a year, and then they say after a year we'll reevaluate if he has the ability to come back.
I will not be shocked if he plays a game this year, and I don't think it's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be
but more than Demaryius
November,
Thomas.
December. Well, probably.
I would be shocked if Josh Gordon played this year. Absolutely,
a single game.
Why did
the Patriots?
Well, they want
the tender.
They want to keep his rights. They think that maybe it might not be this year, but it will be next year. Somebody will take a flight. He's only, 28 or something like that?
He's still pretty young.
Yeah, and think about it. He hasn't played, and so it's not like his body isn't as beat up as a guy who's 28 and who's been playing the past 4 or 5 years. I mean, this guy sat out for basically 2 years. So they're like, you know what, we'll take him, and then we'll keep his rights, and if a team wants him, they'll have to give us something for him.
Doesn't Demaryius Thomas just feel like Eric Decker and Reggie Wayne and Torrey Holt and all those guys. But worse.
He's got the Achilles.
Right, exactly.
That's all he is.
It's just, it's too bad. Like a couple of years ago, you would have said, holy smokes, Demaryius Thomas, all right. But with this, I don't think you it's can all about rely
the,
on him
I
at
think
all.
It's all about the draft moving forward here. The next, when you think
we're coming up on it.
Yeah,
we think are about sneaking up on it.
Coming up on the draft, that's all it's going to be. Especially that you look at, they have two, what do they have? They have two first round picks.
No, one first round, two second.
2 second.
They got five in the top, yes, or six in the top 101, something
and,
like that.
And 3/3 or yeah. 3 seconds or something like that. But they have plenty of picks between the first, second, and third round. Let's see what they do with those picks. Well, I think in the first round this year, they're going to take a tight end.
I agree. They might have to even trade up to get him, too.
I saw one of these mock draft things in the last couple of days suggesting that they take an offensive lineman. People around here will lose their minds.
No, they won't do that.
After they used the first-round pick on Isaiah Wynn last year and he didn't play.
They don't need an offensive lineman.
No.
At least not in the first round.
Unless they're convinced that they didn't get the right guy last year.
Yeah, but how would they know that, though? He blew his Achilles out early in training camp. So it's not like... I think they're probably pretty confident in his on-field play, and they just got to come back from this injury.
But so Demaryius Thomas obviously signs, and then I already made the pledge, Wiggy. I'm not going to freak out about the roster until after the draft.
Yeah.
A lot of things can happen, whether the picks, obviously, but also trades that go down. But if they walk away with like a fifth-round wide receiver, they have Demaryius Thomas, and maybe they don't even they get a tight end, but he's not one of the top three or four guys. Then I think we can freak out.
Here's what I see. Tight end in the first, and then a receiver with one of those picks in the second round.
All right.
Because that's a guy that you know could come in and contribute.
I still want a trade, though.
Or a trade.
An A.J. Green trade.
Or a trade.
Like that.
Yeah, that could happen,
that's
too,
what I
because
want.
they have a
you all know, those picks.
They have enough capital
to
do that. I would love A.J. Green.
I feel like they do a better job when they trade for a receiver, whether it's Cooks, Moss, Welker, whoever. When they trade for a receiver... Much better track record than when they draft a receiver.
Oh, I would love for them to trade some of those picks to get a guy like A.J. Green.
They'll never take 12 players in the draft this year.
No.
No way. Now, they may end up trading them for, like you said, maybe package
get
a couple to
next
move up
year too.
Or move into next year. Although they get 12 next year, too, I think.
Do they? Yeah. But I also think next year will be the draft to get the quarterback. I'm not even taking the quarterback in this year's draft. So if you want to get more picks for next year, so then that way you can really fly up the draft board, trade a bunch of picks and get a guy, that's what I would do. But we'll see.
But
you never predict what they do.
But they could use it. They could use one of those picks, one of those picks that they have early, you know, either a second round or a third round on a quarterback. Because you think about it, if they take a quarterback, that's probably – more realistic about the guy that, even if they go get a guy next year, but that's probably your most realistic guy that's going to replace Tom Brady, whether it's this year or next year. And I could see them using him. There's, you know, they like the quarterbacks that are in the draft this year.
Well, if they do, then yeah.
So I could see that. I could see them doing that all day long. And I wouldn't mind that. You want to use a second or third round pick on one of these quarterbacks?
Mm-hmm.
So be it. Tight end is
where they're going to draft a quarterback.
I don't think so.
I think they will draft one. Now, I'm not saying it'll be a first or second
round
pick.
So if it's a seventh round pick again, it doesn't count. Like, they drafted one last year, but they really didn't. Like, Danny Etling doesn't count.
No.
If you want it to count, like, the true heir apparent, or at least the guy that would get the first crack at it, it has to be in the first 2 days of the draft. Round one's Thursday, two and three on Friday. It has to be then.
I would say that it would have to, it'd have to be the first three rounds.
It'll probably be that guy from Duke, Daniel Jones. And where are we going to go? They're really?
My guy's Will Greer, the kid from West
Virginia. Yeah, Will Greer's good.
I like him. Yeah, he throws the ball all over the place.
They would probably have to take him in the first round, though, wouldn't they?
No, I think he could. I think
he's a second rounder.
Yeah, I think he'll still be there in the second round. I still believe that. So when you look at where they are, he's a guy that I like.
They've certainly done their due diligence on these 30 draft pick visits, the guys who they could...
They've brought
these guys
in.
Theoretically, they're at least interested in one of these quarterbacks who would be a first or second day pick, right?
Yeah.
And like I said, when you look at their picks...
And they looked at guys last year, though, too.
One of the...
Right? They looked at some of those top guys. There was rumors. There was, at one point, they liked Baker Mayfield. At one point, they liked Lamar Jackson, or at least they worked him out, whatever it was. So there was a lot of rumors then.
But with the three picks that they have in the third round and the two in the second, they have enough enough room to get one of those guys, because I could see one of those guys being somewhere in that second round. I could see another guy that they might potentially like being there in the third round, and they could also by having that many picks in the second and third round, they can use that to maybe move up higher in the second round if they want to grab that quarterback. They like a specific guy, and they say, hey, we want to grab him early in the second round. They have the ability to maybe move up, slide down, and then maybe get an extra pick later on in the draft. I mean, they got all types of capital, capital to do a lot of
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We will ask Wiggy anything.
Anything.
And
all bets are off.
In the next few minutes, I will give you the entire Patriots schedule for the year.
Wow.
Ooh. Every date, every opponent.
But Dale, there's a special tonight.
Yeah, come on. Well, it's in prime time.
Are you going to spoil it?
Spoiler alert.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you all of them.
Well,
Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No need to check the time, as it's...
We have noon 30.
Noon 30?
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No, I haven't.
You just said noon 30.
That's what you called it for crying.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
It's noon 30, and on Wednesdays, that gives us an opportunity, and you an opportunity, to ask Wiggy anything. You can
noon 30, man.
That's right.
You can send the questions in on Twitter. You can text them, whatever you want to do, but it's an opportunity to ask Wiggy anything, so.
You want to fire some away here, Dale?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, Wiggy, this from Twitter, okay?
Twitter.
Mike says, if you committed yourself to baseball,
yes,
what would your career average and home run total be?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is good.
I probably would be chasing down, you know, you got to think, I would have grew up in the PED era.
Yeah. So right? You would have been all in on that?
Oh, yeah. I would have been gassing like crazy. Yeah, I would have been pulling right up.
Good.
Fill me up.
Smart.
I would be chasing, I would have definitely been chasing Barry Bonds in that area.
700 plus home runs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
What about batting average?
Modest goals.
My average would have been good. My average would have been probably somewhere around 324.
324 you would have hit?
With 700 bombs?
Because I could hit for power.
So you're Manny Ramirez.
Yes.
You would have been Manny Ramirez.
But I was a catcher.
Oh, so, behind the plate. Yeah, Pudge Rodriguez.
All city catcher.
Mike Piazza
there
type.
There you go. All right.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, okay.
All city catcher, baby.
East Wiggy, what is the most intimidated you've ever been on the football field?
Oh.
The most intimidated?
Yeah, was there maybe like a safety or a linebacker or a DN or somebody?
Did Dante Scarnecchia yell at you or something?
No. I would say I don't know if it intimidated is the word.
And you've never been intimidated.
I would say cautious. Oh. Going across the middle when we played the Redskins with Sean Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Definitely.
Easy
like,
does it. Tippy toe.
Definitely looking around like, all right.
Where is this
guy? If I'm going out for this one,
yeah,
they might be dragging me out boots first.
That makes sense.
All right. This question is, do you think Russell Wilson and Ciara had sex before the video that they made?
Yeah, they eat before and hopefully after.
Because he was rich.
It seemed like they were kind of sleepy, though, for after. Well, it seemed like they just finished, wrapped up with that.
Well, you never know. But then when you think about that money, he might have been like, girl,
come back.
Roll over.
We have a clip here.
Yeah, Ciara was on Cohen show.
Yeah, Watch What Happens Live last night. And so,
you know that show a little too well.
My wife watches all the Housewives shows.
That's a pretty good show.
I watch all of them.
I'm Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, my wife watches that for sure. And so Ciara was on like the post-game show.
Ciara? Yeah, Ciara. Keep saying Ciara.
That's what I thought it was.
I thought it was Ciara, too.
My mistake. Yeah. Ciara,
yeah.
She was on, and so Andy Cohen there was asking her about what was going on in that video.
So be honest, did you guys have sex immediately after he inked the deal? Was that the first thing that happened?
After we did that video, we went to sleep.
After the video. What about after he inked the deal?
Oh my gosh, we went to sleep. I mean, literally that video we put up happened like right after.
Oh, really?
You know, that was the order of events in the night.
Wow.
So after we did that, we went to sleep. I'm not saying what happened before. No, it's like,
what do you think you're...
Well, maybe
they had sex.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we could get some leak footage of that video.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be a little bit.
Somebody could
hack
into
that.
I'd watch that too.
I'd watch that. Yeah. Dale, would you watch that? We know you won't watch Robert Kraft, but would you watch Ciara?
I would much rather watch Ciara, yes.
Oh, my God, yeah, sure.
Wait, yeah, I got a question for you. What's a better music bed, the one we're playing or this one?
We did that video. We went to sleep.
That
one's more whimsical.
Yeah, that's more like a game show.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Ciara, you're our next contestant.
Yeah, that one's not bad.
What would you do?
All right, Wiggy, this I think we'll get to know you a little bit better with this one. Your all-time favorite player for each of the four major pro teams is what it says here. So favorite player all-time per sport.
All right, so basketball?
Yes, basketball.
I would say Larry.
Larry Bird.
Yes.
Hockey.
Hockey.
Favorite all-time hockey player.
Favorite all-time hockey player for the Bruins. Ray Bork.
Ray Bork.
Yes.
Thought he was going to say Anson Carter.
No.
He got into some hot...
Just to mess with us.
Why would you say that?
Because he messed with people when he said Larry Bird. Yeah.
He's not messing with us.
Well, I would have said I would have went Willie O'Ree.
Ray Bork got himself into some hot water
even though
here
he crossed the picket lines. Yeah. Ray, you should never apologize. You're going in there to get a loaf of bread and, you know, some milk.
A blue Gatorade.
Yeah, I don't care. Football.
How can this even be a hesitation?
Christian
here?
Fourier?
Christian Fourier. No, my favorite player would have to have been Ben Coates.
Ben Coates?
Yes, like I love Ben Coates.
Okay, fair enough. And then baseball.
Baseball. Manny Ramirez.
All right.
Love me some
there
Manny.
There you go. The guy you modeled your game after.
Oh, I modeled my game after Manny Ramirez.
Sure.
But yeah, I would have said Brady, but Brady, I didn't know him growing up. Ben Coates was love me some Ben Coates.
All right, Wiggy. Former teammate that got on your nerves the most.
Former teammate that got on my nerves the most. Oh, God. Jesus. I'm trying to think. It's a long list.
Jesus was a teammate of yours?
Yes, he actually was. I tell you, he was one of the best players I've ever played with. What was that? There was a defensive end that I played with in Minnesota. I can't remember his name. God, what was his name? He used to get on my nerves because he was a first-round draft pick. He didn't
Chris Hovan.
No, Hovind was a big wrestling guy. Him and Brock Lesnar were boys.
They're buddies.
Yeah, I forget what this...
John Randall.
No, that was after John Randall. I think I'm Dale's age.
Ow.
I forget the kid's name, but I remember we drafted him. And hey, let me tell you a story about it. We drafted this kid with the first round. This was probably like either 2004 or 5, somewhere around there, or 6, somewhere in that range. So first round draft pick, you Google that. Well, I'm telling you.
I'll give it a bing.
And he did not want to pay for, you know, we have like rookie parties
where you go
out.
Boat,
and,
whatever it may be.
You know,
on land, on sea, it doesn't really matter.
Whatever you choose.
Yeah.
And the rookies pay for it. Usually the draft picks.
Was it Kenichi Udeze?
Not Udeze.
Is it Chad Greenway?
No,
it's a linebacker.
Lineman.
Erasmus James?
It might have been him.
Darian Scott.
It might have been
Erasmus James.
Yeah, it was him. What round we draft him?
First round pick.
Yes,
18 overall in 2005 out of Wisconsin.
Yes, it was him.
He did not have a long career.
Right. And so what we do is we have the pot. And usually it goes like, I remember Seymour, when we drafted him, we went to Morton's and the bill was like ridiculous, like $25,000, something ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And usually the higher the draft picks, you know,
the rookie pays for it.
They put most of the money in.
Most of the money down,
right,
yeah.
You know, because, you know, they
made a lot of money.
Yeah,
especially then, the first round
picks. Yeah, they're getting good signing bonuses. So he didn't want to pay. He was like one of those kids. He didn't want to pay.
Well, hopefully he saved his money because he was out of the league pretty quick.
Right. So he didn't want to pay. So what we did is say, okay, all right, he doesn't want to pay. So we had practice. And this was in Minnesota during the winter. So we took all his clothes. We dumped them in the cold tub. We put them outside. We laid them out like a chalk outline.
Yeah.
We put them outside. We went to practice. So when he came back in, all his clothes were on the floor.
They're like
frozen,
ice solid blocks. That's a good one.
Frozen, but they were lined up like in the outline of a person. So it was it was socks, it was pants, it was shirt.
How did he react to that?
I was upset, but we didn't really care.
There's nothing he could do about
it. What was the highest restaurant bill you've ever paid?
You said
Seymour had the $25,000.
I was never
undrafted.
I was undrafted.
So what's the highest restaurant bill you've ever had to pay?
I never paid anything. I was undrafted.
So no, not just then. Not just for football. Just period.
That I pay personally?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
He gets everything for free.
99.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't think it was much.
Santarpios?
Yeah, I mean, usually, Dale, I'm getting, it's called a backdoor deal.
I got you.
Okay. This is a good one. If you had to build a four-man WEEI Survivor Series team, who would the other three choices for your team be?
Okay, so who would the and that's like where we're tagging in and out. Like it's basically a four-man tag team.
Yes.
Okay.
I think traditionally five-man, but the question here says four. So we're going to go
old school is four. And
okay,
then four.
So four-on-four, right. Like a wrestling match, but you get to pick any three guys you want.
All right, definitely Christian.
Yeah, of course.
Of course
your
Christian.
Best bud.
Well, not only because we're good buds. He's a big dude, so it's wrestling. Right? I would go Lou because he would be the heel on our team.
He would be the heel.
He would definitely be the villain because he's always angry. So
he is fired up a lot.
Yeah, so he'd be like that. He'd be like the Brooklyn brawler. You know?
Yeah, he would be like just like the Brooklyn brawler.
And then we would probably have to go with, I would say we would go with Glenn.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Tough to get him over the top, bro.
Well, no, because
the natural disasters were a good tag.
Yeah. Right. You know how like every tag team they have a little person? You know, and Glenn would be our guy.
Every tag
this
team
is not
does.
Little Beaver that you're well, putting on your team
who's
here.
The
you just took OMF. You just took one show.
I remember Doink had Dink. He had Dink.
Yes,
Dink, Pink, and Stink. He had one.
Wink and Pink and
right,
Stink.
That
right,
that would
be. Crew. And then he went against Jerry Lawler and the four little
Kings. He would be our Doink.
By the way, a texter calling into question Wiggy's baseball acumen said, played softball against Wiggy in Eastie and Chelsea.
Yes.
Brutal hitter, worst fielder.
Really?
Well, that's hurt.
I don't know about that.
I'm just telling you what it says here.
I don't know. Let's call that texter up right now.
That hurts to hear.
Very good. Very good baseball player. Softball, a little bit different. Yeah. That's fast pitch now. That's fast pitch softball. You're talking about so
that's a much different thing.
Yeah, it's
altogether.
So we found out that Fourier's Super Bowl rings were in his backpack. He didn't really know they were in his backpack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Texter wants to know, where's your ring?
My Super Bowl ring and my Red Sox World Series ring, which I'm waiting on. Dale, did you get one?
No.
I'm getting one. I'm still waiting on it. They asked me if I wanted one.
Yeah, hasn't come in yet.
I'm still waiting on it. So I said yes.
Did you send them your size?
I did. 11 and a half.
There you go.
So but I keep them in a safe.
Oh, okay.
Guarded by pit bulls.
Is that right? Pit bull guarded safe.
Yes, and with a lot of booby traps.
Booby traps everywhere, like a Home Alone
gotta
style.
Gotta be like Indiana Jones to get this thing out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
And then there's a curse on it, too, so.
Yeah.
Voodoo curse.
Do we want to take a call before we get out of here? We want to take a call?
Take a call. All right.
Mike's in Westwood. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hey.
How you doing, Dale?
Great.
Hey, Rich.
Good.
Shout out to Wiggy and all those catches he made. I remember I was 11 years old, still remember those catches.
Oh, they're huge.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Question for Wiggy. I wanted to talk about multiple stuff, like the hockey, and I actually agree with him. I think they've been a little lethargic out of the gates, and Toronto definitely looks like they have the mojo going.
All right, do you have a question for Wiggy, Mike?
Well, let Mike listen. He's getting to it.
Who's going to replace Gronkowski now? And do you think Rich's boy Hollister is going to stay healthy and show up this year?
Good question, Mike.
Terrible questions.
Who's the tight end?
That's a very good
question.
Yeah, that's a very people want to know.
Sports.
Yeah, people want to know.
Yeah.
They will draft a tight end, whether it's the kid from Alabama.
Right, Irv Smith.
Irv Smith Jr., which I like, or one of the two kids from Iowa. They'll move up. And as far as Rich's boy, Jacob Hollister.
What do you think?
Good
player.
I like
How
him
would
as
you
a,
know?
He's a good player. Preseason.
I like him as a player, but for me, he's become the new Zach Sudfeld.
Oh, come on. Wow. He made the club.
Right, you remember Zach Sudfeld?
Of course I remember Zach Sudfeld.
But that's who he is now.
All right.
He had like one catch I remember. I was like, look at this.
It was a great catch.
Yeah, I was like,
it was a big catch. Brady trusts him.
I thought this kid was going to have a decent year.
I know.
But we'll see what happens. But they'll draft somebody.
617-779-7937. We'll tell you the Patriots schedule when we come back, or at least the highlights of it. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we'll give you the schedule in just a moment. Before we do, let's update you on the Robert Kraft case in Florida. John Element of the Boston Globe has been covering this pretty consistently. Apparently, prosecutors have tried an apparent legal end run. They said today they will release the police surveillance videos of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and 24 other men allegedly paying for sex.
I don't want to see those ones.
They're going to do it through the cases of the two women accused of owning and managing the spa. What they're going to say is, we can't wait for constitutional challenges to the rights of these women to have these videos barred. He said, the prosecutor said in court papers, it is obligated under Florida law to provide the video to the public and the media now.
Now?
And cannot wait for a judge to decide whether they should be kept under seal. He said they'll be pixelated.
Pixelated?
Well, what did you think they were going to do?
That means I signed up for?
Blurring out the faces?
You know what you I don't think it'll be faces they're going to be blurring out.
If you kind of cross your eyes a little bit, it kind of goes unpixelated. Try that when this thing comes out.
Pixelated, but that's like...
Yeah, so it's going to be like one of those magic eyes. But then what do you do? So it's going to like blurred. It's going to be blurred,
right,
if you will.
Blurry.
But then if you kind of cross your eyes, it might kind of line up. Ross, you've done that before.
No, I don't see. I don't think. But that doesn't. I don't think that's going to be able to determine who's Kraft and who isn't Kraft, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Are you still saying he didn't do this?
Wiggy, I don't
Come
think.
Come on, Wiggy.
But
if you're saying
Wiggy, it's not the
pixelated.
Face they're going to pixelate. You'll see the face. There were other things they might
pixelate. The whole video is not going to be pixelated, but just like the part that makes it not allowed to show on TV is going to be pixelated.
The actual act.
Thank you.
And their reason is because they want to be able
to show that on television.
But they want to be able to prosecute these women, and this is the evidence that they're going to need to do it.
Even like Cinemax and HBO don't show what would be on this. This is like this is like you got to go somewhere else.
So apparently one of these two women also asked a judge to bar the release of the videos while her criminal case is pending.
Oh, okay.
The prosecutor in court papers today said, quote, as the custodian of the records, prosecutors cannot delay the release of records to allow a person to raise a constitutional challenge to the release of the documents. The Public Records Act does not allow a custodian to delay the production of records to allow the resolution of a constitutional challenge. They want to release it now.
So you know what that means. Tonight, I got to go quad box. Red Sox, Celtics, Bruins, Kraft. I'm going to have it separated. I'm going to have all four on at once. That's a guy doing his job right there.
I don't know if they're going to...
It's going to be out. It sounds like that's...
Sounds like they're trying, right? There's no guarantee.
I don't know. It sounds like it's on its way.
The prosecutors have told the judge, we don't have the right to keep this.
Oh,
we have to put it out.
But the judge has to make the decision on whether or not this thing can go out.
Yeah.
And I still think that Kraft's lawyers are going to figure out a way for them not to put out this video.
I don't know.
I still believe there's
But this is what Dale's saying. They're doing an end around.
We're releasing the videos because of the ladies.
Right.
Right.
They're trying to use it as evidence towards the women in their case.
Yes.
Right.
But it's the same video. It's just now Kraft's lawyers really have nothing to do with that. Unless they start representing the ladies.
Well, it's going
to
come. The ladies, you would think you would have some decent lawyers and say, well, maybe this evidence is
maybe.
I'm going to suggest they probably don't have the same caliber of legal representation that Robert Kraft
would. But if it does come out and it's pixelated.
Yeah. Will you still watch it?
I mean, I'd still watch it, but maybe that helps him out a little bit. Right?
That's true. If the tape is going to be out, having it be pixelated is definitely the better option.
It's like all you could do is see his face and a smile.
Yeah, it's not like 1080p. You're not going to be watching this on your 4K TV at home.
It's like, you know, it's like the black bar over, you know, so I don't know.
I'm quoting from John Element's piece when he says, prosecutors said they would move forward with releasing the pixelated videos unless told not to do so by a judge.
So here we go.
It's all about the judge.
It's up to the judge now at this point.
All right, let's give you one other quick thing here. The Patriots schedule is basically out now. We know the whole thing.
Right.
Jeff Howe, one of the people, Nick Underhill, who writes for The Athletic, they've kind of pieced this together using other team sources. They open, as you know, on Sunday Night Football against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They travel to Miami on September 15th.
That'll be hot.
Host the Jets September 22nd. Travel to Buffalo the 29th. Travel to Washington on October 6th. They've got the Giants here on Thursday Night Football on the 10th of October.
That's a joke. Yeesh.
Sucks.
And then they've got, you know, the extended, because of the Thursday night game, they get the extended period off from the 10th to the 21st when they travel to the Jets for Monday Night Football.
Wait, so is Giants week 5, you said?
Week 6.
Week 6. So will Eli Manning still be the quarterback?
No, they're going to
probably
six.
Not.
Probably not, right? Four or five games, they'll be 0-5, 1-4.
Dwayne Haskins.
Yes, you might not even see Eli. Maybe you could see the debut of Haskins, actually.
I would think they'd just start him right out from Jump Street.
Yeah, maybe.
Training camp.
So they after they go to the Jets for Monday Night Football on the 21st, they are in Cleveland on the 27th. That is a 4:25 game. Then they're in Baltimore, so they've got a three-game road trip that are all Monday Night Football, 4:25, Sunday Night Football. They travel to Baltimore on the 3rd of November. Bye week is the 10th of November. Then they go to Philadelphia on
the
17th.
That's a pretty good run right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go to Philadelphia on the 17th. Host Dallas on the 24th. Go to Houston for Sunday Night Football on the 1st. Host Kansas City on the 8th.
That stretch right there. That week through 9, week through
14. Philly,
stretch.
Dallas, Houston, Kansas City.
That's going to be their stretch.
They've got Cincinnati at Cincinnati on the 15th.
There you go. That's
Cincinnati will be, by that time, they'll
way
fall apart.
Yeah.
They close out the schedule with home games on the 22nd against Buffalo, against the Dolphins on the 29th.
So you're looking at, let's see, home game week 16, home game week 17, bye first round of the playoffs,
right.
home game.
Set up pretty well. Yeah, not bad. You don't have to leave for a while there.
Yeah, it'll be, yeah.
Highlights here, obviously, Sunday Night Football, the opener against Pittsburgh, everybody was wondering about. At Cleveland will be a 4:25 game.
I think by that time, Cleveland will be.
No, they're home to Cleveland.
Yeah, they're home to Cleveland.
I'm sorry, yeah. And I do believe that the game against Dallas will likely be at 4:25 as well.
Makes sense, because I think that would be a Fox game, so it'd be all over.
They're home against Dallas. By week 8, the Whales will have fallen off the shiny red bike of the Cleveland Browns.
No way. That's going to be
Keith
the game.
Watch. Let's see. So you're looking 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, by that time, I'd say Cleveland's maybe 3-4.
No way.
Yeah.
7-0.
Maybe 2-5.
7-0.
2-5.
They might be 9-0.
There was
the first
a fight
seven
in the locker
that's good
room.
No way.
All
Baker
that
Mayfield.
They're just going to have parties together because they love each other so much.
Yeah.
So we just took away one of the things you had to worry about watching tonight.
Good.
Yes.
8 o'clock.
We don't need to watch that.
Replace that with the Kraft video.
I don't know if it'll be out tonight.
The decision.
I have no idea.
I mean, well,
they drag their feet on
it. Right, how long is the Kraft video?
14 minutes. You know that.
14 minutes.
Yeah, release the whole thing.
Right, even when he's walking in?
Because I like a little bit of a setup.
Oh, you like the setup?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So you have him walking in the whole
thing. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants to know. And everybody wants, and you know, when you're watching porn, you like the setup. You know, how did we get there?
Diving right into it.
Right?
What are we, animals?
We don't go straight to the money shot. I want to know how we got there.
Wiggy, good to see you again, pal.
Is that it?
And on a strong
and tomorrow
note,
right? Morning, you're in with Mutt and Callahan. Is that true?
Wiggy and Callahan tomorrow morning.
Wow. Looking forward to it. Mutt out.
Yep.
All right, we'll come back in just a couple of minutes. Back to your calls as well. 617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.